happy on the show?
Yes, we are.
This is Charles Torrey, right?
It's countdown to PDC.
Countdown to freaking PDC,
saying?
Man.
What are you saying? This is the effing PDC, man.
This is.
So, you guys.
Hey, wait. Is this like, is this Charles
on.
Interviews us? What's this? This isn't our show format.
Well, no. Go, go.
No. I'm just giving you crap.
So, you guys did that really great countdown to PDC. You're here now.
Yeah, we're live at the show. At the show.
Day one, right?
Yeah, day one. Yeah.
We made it, and we brought the timer. Made it from Redmond.
There's no timers in my interviews, guys.
Oh, this is the format, man. 10 minutes.
Man.
That's how it works.
It's our show, our shit.
When things were done.
Okay.
Oh my God. So we made it through the first keynote.
It's amazing.
Pre-cons are over.
Yep.
What else is behind us?
Well, I don't know. I want to stop and talk about some of those things. I'm not ready to just move on, even though we're exciting.
Okay.
Exciting stuff.
Can
going
I say
on.
It's not Azure? It's Azure.
It's Azure. It's a tough one. Matter of fact, I've come up with a little sentence that I've passed around that is kind of useful. So I'll give the sentence out because it's helped me.
Let's hear.
So look out the windows as you're walking by. If you just say it like casual conversation, look out the windows as you're walking by.
A little bit of a
the windows are in the middle. Close enough.
Y'all see it?
Yeah, we'll get it. We'll get it figured out.
So what do you think? I mean, what are people saying about Azure?
I think it's a big announcement. We started in the keynote. I can see everybody take a kind of a gasp, and I saw a lot of Twittering. We got a lot of Twitter going on at the conference, which is great to see.
Yes.
We had projected up on the keynote screens, which I thought was really cool.
#PDC.
Yep, #PDC or #PDC08 or #PDC2008. It seems like I've seen people including all three of those on there. But I could see a lot of Twittering, a lot of blogging as soon as we made that announcement, which is great. And then we followed it up by a first, as far as we know, for PDC history. And that is we put kind of behind the scenes, we like talking a little behind the scenes of the show. The session right after that, the lap around cloud services part one, which we knew was going to be popular, we put in our biggest room, Petrie Hall. Holds, I think, 1,900 and some odd folks. We already put it in our biggest, and it overflowed, because we have overflow situations here at the event. We can basically flip a couple switches, and the signs redirect people to some overflow rooms. So we overflowed to a room. We filled up that room. And this was a room with hundreds of folks in it as well. The radio little call came in on this thing, overflowing again to a second room, which we weren't sure we could do, but we did. And then, if you can believe it, for the first time ever in history, overflowed to the third room.
Wow.
Yeah, so this was a super hot... So to answer the question, is anyone interested? This was unprecedented interest.
And who... What was it?
Is somebody asking a question off camera?
This is...
Sorry.
No. We're giving you credit.
Manuvir Das?
Yeah, Manuvir. Manuvir is one of our track owners, as a matter of fact. One of the guys responsible for the content at the conference. During the dry runs, Manuvir gave an amazing presentation. He did another one here.
Right.
Because of the situation I just described, we're going to repeat it.
Yep.
So it'll be tomorrow afternoon, 5:15 a.m. I think it is. It'll be Tuesday for those that are watching the show.
But even better, you can probably watch it online in, what, maybe 12 hours?
Yeah, that's right. We'll take the recording and we'll put it out there so you'll be able to see it quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, we had thousands of people watch the keynote live, streaming.
Amazing.
It's impressive.
At home.
Very impressive.
Yeah. And here we are. Where are we? We're in what we call the big room.
Yep.
This holds Microsoft Pavilion, the lounges, MSR at PDC.
And the MSR stuff is really cool.
Oh, my God. The Worldwide Telescope is here.
I mean, it's not just here on a screen. They've got, like, a viewer that you can sit in. It's kind of like being in the dark outside, and they've got a projector. It's really pretty cool.
The Mars rover is here.
Oh, yeah. We should talk specifically about that. So it's a model, full-size model of the real Mars rover, which is cool to see. But the people that they sent are actually people who worked on building the real Mars rover. So these aren't just people who are going to talk about, hey, this is a model. These are people who actually know what's going on. But in fact, I fear if they get together with the MSR guys, you know, some crazy creature might be invented with all the brain power that's put together. But that's really cool. That's cool to see.
Wow. And tonight we're having the expo reception.
Yep.
And we have some secrets there in store. We can talk about on tomorrow's show, perhaps.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a celebrity or two in the house.
I think I know what you're talking about.
I think you do.
So we like being transparent, and we like to address things head on.
We do.
So we've gotten some Twitters, and we've got some feedback based on the bag that we gave out at this year's PDC.
Yeah.
What about the bag?
Well, in general, people are not thrilled with it. People think that it's kind of looks like it's on the cheap side and it's not very practical. So we've heard that feedback. Everyone who made decisions around the selection of that bag are taking that to heart. We're going to talk about it in our post-mortem when we get back home.
Mm-hmm.
And we understand what folks are saying, and next year we'll try and do better.
Yeah, and the feedback, again, behind the scenes, a little bit of it was, we heard feedback from the hotels that we work with, that when folks bring a bag to the actual event and get a new bag from us, a new backpack, they leave the old one just as waste.
Yeah, throw it
and
away.
We're trying to be much more green as a company and as a conference. So we said, you know what? That's a lot of wasted bags. We even blogged about, should we get rid of the bags? We got some feedback that, you know what? I wouldn't mind it. But, you know, it's hard to get a message out to everybody, so I don't think expectations were properly set.
Right.
But it's great feedback to hear, and we'll certainly do something
right.
to address
it. And we appreciate it. We want to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly,
yeah.
don't we?
Yeah, and PDC count, PDC, C-O-U-N-T, at Microsoft.com. Of course, we always encourage people to send us email and give us feedback so we can make this thing better next time.
That's right. So what about tomorrow?
Oh, tomorrow's exciting. So everybody's waiting for the morning keynote. So this morning we had some good announcements. Tomorrow there's going to be even more announcements. So we'll get to hear, as Ray talked about this morning, we'll get to hear about the client side of things. We'll get to hear a lot about Windows 7. He talked about a special slice of Azure and what we're going to hear tomorrow. So we'll hear some detail there. And then we'll unveil some sessions that we haven't put on the agenda yet. So people will want to watch MicrosoftPDC.com, which always has the most up-to-date version of the master agenda.
Yep.
That's the one to trust.
Right on. So what's been your favorite moment so far?
Favorite moment so far. Oh, that's a tough one. Well, I actually think the triple overflow, because none of us expected it. It was one of those things where we didn't think the second one might, you know, that might not work, but it worked, and then, heck, we put it over to the third one. And that's good. So again, we don't like overflow situations. We try to schedule it so that doesn't happen.
Of course.
And we've gotten some feedback that, you know, as always, that
right.
overflows make me walk across this big convention center.
Right.
So we'll try to do better. And it'll be easier because we have actually more sessions in each time slot. So people have more choices and to spread the load a little bit. Hopefully that alleviates walking all of the convention center.
Right. My favorite moment was when the keynote doors opened this morning.
Oh, yeah.
People were running.
Well, we were standing kind of in the hall and
yes.
had to get out of the way.
It was a stampede.
Yeah,
they wanted the best seats in the house.
They
wanted front row seats. And some of them got them and got the badge.
Oh, yeah.
The
talk
badges.
About that. Those seats.
So we have been talking about, there's two things. First
yeah.
of all, we have 10 Barca loungers, like Lazy Boys,
Lazy
in the
boy,
keynote hall,
yeah.
which are literally on red carpet that are stationed off that are the best seats in the house. That went to some bloggers who have been helping us get the word out about PDC. But then also we have the badges. Remember we had Adam Kinney on the show
yep.
talking about these?
Yep. Yep.
I have seen all sorts of badges.
There's
the
man
demo.
Right there. Welcome to the show.
Exactly.
We're just talking about your badges.
Thank you. Thank
Matter
you.
Matter of fact, I'm sporting
badges.
Our the new visitmix.com site.
Me
everybody
too.
Should check out.
Absolutely.
Oh, same thing.
Mix 09, 4 months.
And you've got the default.
I've got the original one, because no one's given me one. I haven't met Anders yet. I haven't posed with the Channel 9 guy.
You got some work to do.
You have a killer t-shirt on, though.
Oh, look at that. Channel 9.
Channel 9 guy, silhouette kind of thing.
Yeah, I like it.
This very cool.
Look at
what's
I
that?
Get to the green room. This is my special keynote backstage access,
yeah.
Where I can go to the green room with all the execs and
wow.
be next to
now,
all
for the
that.
Record, I want everyone to notice that I don't get such a nice little sticker on mine. Oh, look at that. Instant service here at PDC.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
So we got Surface tables all over the place, too.
Is that cool?
Yeah. I've never seen so many Surface tables. It's like Surface rabbits that got together, and there's just like, I don't know, 16 of them in the big room?
Yeah.
There's a lot of
yeah.
them here running some really cool
yeah.
apps.
Not just in the big room, but out in the lounge areas,
yeah.
too.
Identity Mind, speaking of exhibitors, I saw one of their control sets. They do multi-touch controls on the Surface. They've got the example app where I can take a photo, I can set it right down, and immediately displays the photos on my camera.
Right.
And I think they've got some controls to make that development story really easy. So lots of cool stuff going on.
Yeah. So the Azure,
Azure
right. walking
Look out
by.
The windows as you're walking by.
There's a cool lounge over there with a whole new setup around their bar. Because
mm-hmm.
we're in the big.
Big ass room. Sure,
you can
say
it.
Of course, we call it the bar, the big ass room.
And so that whole team is here because this is their launch. This is a huge
yeah.
deal for them. So if anyone has questions, that is the place to be. And then right across the way, of course, is all the Windows stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of these hands-on labs is so amazing.
Oh, yeah. We got other stuff. We got Oslo, the modeling language that we're going to talk about. There's just so many sessions.
And some fun stuff, too. You can probably hear the guitar hero on the karaoke that's
oh, yeah.
bleeding over.
Yeah. We got some guys rocking it out there here in the Channel 9 Community Lounge where we're being
beanbags, of course.
Yep. I love the new beanbags.
Right on.
So
we should have you guys sit in them next time.
Sit in the beanbags for the interview? We'd
never get up again.
Do it. Yeah, exactly.
We're tired.
So if you think about it, you know, this morning we announced a Windows brand that no one had heard of until this morning. And tomorrow we're announcing, even though people know what it is, Windows 7 and talking about Windows 7 a lot.
Getting access to the bits for the first time
ever.
Yeah,
I think that's cool. By the way, everyone gets their hard drive tomorrow afternoon, too.
A lot
of excitement for that.
That hard drive.
So one of the pieces of trivia about that is there's about 60 gigabytes. People have asked. It's a 160 gigabyte drive. We've filled about 60 gigabytes with bits and some VPCs, some labs that you can run, you can take back. Plus you get a little cable that goes with it. It's self-powered. You just plug it in. The drive works on its own.
And also we have some of those PDC-branded hard drives, but blank, without any software, for sale here at the Convention Center in the PDC store.
Perfect.